Sadhan Chatushtay. We have seen Viveka, Vairagya. Viveka is discrimination between Nitya and Anitya. Vairagya is dispassion from the sansar, from the object, emotions and thought. Then comes the Sat Sampatti. Sat Sampatti is the inner wealth. This inner wealth is needed for getting that tattva. With outer wealth we can get the objects of the world. But this inner wealth, we will get Atman or Brahman. The first one is Sama. What is Sama? Mano Nigraha. Control of mind is Sama. Next is Dama. When the control of mind is complete, then Dham is not required. Control of senses, not required. It is automatic. Without the association of mind, your Gyanendriya, organs of perception, cannot perceive anything. So if Sam is not complete, next step is Dham. So what is Dham? All traffics going inside and going outside. With all organs of perception, you are perceiving. And with the organs of action, you are responding. So we are controlling our senses. We call it Bahiendriya. Five organs of perception and five organs of action. Dhamma. When Sama and Dhamma is complete, then Uparam is automatic. Uparam means withdrawal from object, emotions and thought. Swadharma Anusthan. Eva Swadharma. You have to do your own duty. Swadharma. When Sam is complete, Dham is there, Uparam is there, then mind is peaceful. When the mind is peaceful, then Titiksha. What is Titiksha? Pinpricks of the light. They will come. Sukh, Dukh, they will come. Sitoshna, they will come. But we have to remain sane. Titiksha. Then comes Shraddha. Shraddha. Shraddha means you have to have faith in Guru, Shastra and Ishwar. Three. Guru, Shastra and Ishwar. Why Guruji written first? Unless the Guru is there, who will explain you? Shastra. So Guru is first. Then comes the Shastra. And the third is Ishwar. But we need all these graces. Grace from the Guru, grace from Shastra and grace from Lord. One more grace is needed. Atma Kripa. If all are available there, if I don't come to satsang, then Atma Kripa is not there. You have to have your own urge also. Akini, correct? Guru is there, Shastri is there, Ishwar is there, grace is continuously flowing, but I am not interested. Sab bekar, Guru bekar, Shastra bekar, Ishwar Kripa bekar. So Atma Kripa is also needed. When all these things are there, then comes absolutely peaceful mind. The sixth quality is Samadhanam. What is this Samadhanam? Samadhanam kim? Chitta ekagrata. So when you are equipped with five sampattis means sam, dam, uparam, titiksha, shraddha. When you are equipped with all these things, then you are fit. Fit for what? For final journey. Samadhan, chitta ekagrata. The chitta ekagrata, single pointedness will happen. So with the four qualities we are detaching. Sam, dam, uparam, titiksha. We are detaching from this. And with Shraddha and Samadhan, we are attaching to this. So the four qualities we are detaching from the world. And with Shraddha and Samadhan, we are attaching with the Lord. Can we come to a conclusion and say, detach from the world and attach to the Lord? What the six sampatti say, six inner wealth. Four of them say, you detach. And the last two, Shraddha and Samadhan, say, attach. So you have to detach from the OET and attach to Lord. So each value assists each other. They are complementary. In the beginning I showed you how they are complementary. When some is there, dham is not required. If some is not complete, then dham is required. If some and dham both are complete, then uparam is automatic. When the uparam, some, dham, uparam is there, then the mind is peaceful. When the mind is peaceful, then you can forbear. Titiksha you can forbear. If the mind is agitated, titiksha will not happen. So all of them are interdependent, complementary to each other. That is why these all have been kept in one packet, in one place. And the purpose of the whole thing is to give you peace of mind. That's all. Ultimate goal is to give you peace of mind. Guruji explains this thing very beautifully by an example. The whole six in one example. With a single goal, the mind and our efforts become concentrated and we progress faster. Example, if we want to go to Mumbai, that is moksha, that is your goal. If we want to go to Mumbai, we approach a travel agent, that is Guru. So the goal is Mumbai, that is your mukti, moksha. And you go to a travel agent. Who is travel agent? Well, he is your Guru. To make inquiries as to the best mode of transport. That means you are inquiring, Guru, what is my sadhana? Tell me sadhana. Best mode of transport. Book our ticket, board the vehicle on the time and reach the destination. We have got Shraddha in the transport also. That will reach our destination. We control other expenses, the sense organs and mind. While you are traveling from here to the airport, even if you see Macy and Target, you don't go in. you have controlled your mind and senses. No? Your aim is going to the airport, senses and mind controlled. So as to afford the ticket and cancel all other programs that clash with the journey. Ekagrata. All other programs, whatever are there, abhi nahin, hat jao. My goal is there, I am going there. Have faith in the travel agent and the vehicle that transport us and endure all travels of the journey. Titiksha. In the journey, what happens is 17-hour journey to Mumbai. And if you travel with some airlines, bathrooms are 4 or 5, 6, passengers are 300 plus, what happens? One or two bathrooms go out of operation. Titiksha. 17 hours you are sitting in one seat. Titiksha. So you accept everything in order to reach Mumbai. You reach your home. Guruji says, Samadhanam is the state of mind which one has with a single goal inside. So once our goal is set, that this is my goal. To reach this goal, one controls the mind, sama, the senses, dhamma, withdraws from the worldly pursuits, uparana, endures the pinpricks of life, titiksha, and faithfully follows the path indicated by the Guru and the scriptures, shraddha. The resultant absorption of the mind in the self is samadhana. So you have controlled your mind. Now mind is calm, single-pointed, withdrawn all your thoughts. There is only one thought, I have to reach there. And that thought also will drop in course of time. You will reach your destination. What is that destination? Moksha. What is that state? A state even when you are awake without thought. That state is even when you are awake, your mind is without thought. That is samadhi. Is it possible? Yes. Do you have experience? No? You have? You all have experienced that state. Each one of you have experienced that state in deep sleep. There is no mind, no thought. If there are thought, you are not sleeping. But that is the state of ignorance. If I can bring that state while I am awake, that is samadhi. Samadhanam. Then what is the fourth one? So we have seen Viveka, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti, and the fourth one is Mumuchyutvam. So what is Mumuchyutvam? Mumuchyutvam kim? Mokso me bhuyaditi iccha. Let me get moksha. That desire should be there. It should be a firm desire. It cannot be cultivated as sam and dham you can cultivate. It cannot be practiced that way. Then how will you get it? So it is said one gets it because of the punya of many lives and the grace of Lord. Two things. If you have got the mumukshuttam, a little bit of earth that I want to get liberated, then the hetu, the cause for that is your past punya. Number one. Number two, the grace of the Lord. So if you are sitting here, that means you have got both these things. You have got the merits in your account and you have got the grace of the Lord. How do you say that? Shankaracharya says in Vivek Chudamani, Durlabham trayam etat devanugraha hetukam manushyatvam mamuchyatvam mahapurusha sansaraya. Well, the three things are very difficult to get. It's rare. Manushyatvam, what is this manushyatvam? Manliness, what is manliness? The ability to control and overcome your emotions is manliness. Even man, there are many men, those who are not able to overcome their emotions. Manliness. Then mumukshutvam, the urge to get liberation. Second, mahapurush sansara, a mahatma coming into your life. Durlabh, shreya. If he has come into your life, it is definitely because of your punya karma and the grace of the Lord. Why we say it durlabh? Many people think they are not bound. Why you want liberation? Some people think that we are bound. Bound to what? Object, emotions and thought. We are running into the world thinking that world will give me happiness, but we haven't got that. These people feel happy interacting or transacting with the world. They feel happy. Hum sukh se hain, aur kya chahiye? I don't need anything. When Lord Vishnu came to Prahlad ji, gave him the boon, he said, you come with me. Prahlad ji said, no, I don't want to come alone with you. I want to take all villagers also with me. Lord accepted, chalo. Then Prahlad ji went to each villager. We are going to Vishnu Lok with the Lord. Plane is waiting, come, board. Nobody acted. Abhi ladki ki shaadi karni hai. I am building my house, the children are small. Nobody agreed. No mumuchyatvam. If the mumuchyatvam is weak, that means you have to do the practice of all these three, vivek, vairagya and satsampatti. You have to cultivate this wealth. When this comes, then you go to the Guru, see the face of the Guru, then you come to know that how peaceful is he, how beaming is his face, not worried about anything. And then a urge comes into you that I also want to attain that state. A princess went to a Zen master in Japan for the knowledge of self. Master said, I can't admit you as my sishya because you are very renowned. You are princess. She went back. And she spread the rumor that the princess is dead. The people all over came to know the princess is dead. Princess again came back to Zen Master and said, no more princess, no more famous. Now you accept me. Zen Master said, no. You are young and beautiful. Went back. Disfigured her face. Came back. Zen Master accepted. That is the urge needed, mumuchyuta. I need this. You should be ready to give up everything. Nachiketa was tested before giving the knowledge of self. He renounced, he rejected everything what Lord Death offered him. Apsara. All the wealth, long life, all rejected. Tapovanji Maharaj tested Gurudev. Have you brought a letter from Sivananji that he has sent you? Said, no, go back. It took him 1 month time, going by boat, coming from Uttarkashi to Rishikesh and back. Test whether you are fit for that Brahma Jnana or not. Thakur Ramakrishna says that Mumuchyutvam can be said that three loves combined means your mother's love toward the child, number one. Chaste wife's love toward her husband, number two. And a worldly person's love toward the objects of the world. Three loves combined, when they earn you, then you are ready for knowledge of self. Mahatmas give example about the mumuchyutvam. They compare to you. Like you are fasting for 4 days. In Jain, sometimes they fast for 30 days. No water, no meal. If I ask you after 4 days, what do you need? First thing you will say, give me some water and food. Mumuchyutvam. Similarly, the earth should be on us that I need only this, nothing else. If a Mahatma Jata is on fire and you know that this Mahatma loves Payasam and you have brought Payas for him and you say, Mahatma Ji, wait, let me prostrate. I have brought Payasam for you. Please take it. Will that Mahatma take? His Jata is on fire. He will say, tell me where is the pond? Let me take a dip first. We will not accept your prostration and payasam. Urge, that much of urge needed. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give an example. Once a boy came that I want Atma Gyan. He said, okay, chalo, Ganga Ji mein. Both of them, Guru and Sishya, went to Ganga Ji. He held his neck and put them into the water. Kept it for some time. He said, when I did this thing, what was your wish? He said, I wanted just one breath. So when the urge comes in like that, that I want this and this alone, that is mumuchyutvam. That is esna traya rahitam. What is esna traya rahitam? Esna traya. Esna traya. Putresna. Putresna, then other two. You have heard all these words. Putresna, lokesna, vitesna. The first people want putresna, progeny, get married. Then they want wealth, vitesna. Now you have got sufficient wealth. What you want? People in the world should know me. Vitesna, then lokesna. After that, lokesna. So mumuchyutvam means esna traya rahitam. This esna traya relates to all this. Putresna, vitesna and lokesna related to world only. Esna traya rahitam. What is the cause of mumuchyutvam? Cause of mumuchyutvam is sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, satsang. When you come to satsang, then only you come to know about all these things. Where are you stuck? Some Mahatmas explain it by He Siddhant and Bhi Siddhant. What is He Siddhant and Bhi? This is a Hindi word. He Siddhant and Bhi Siddhant. Moksha Bhi Chahiye. I need liberation also. That is Bhi Siddhant. Moksha Bhi Chahiye. And what is He Siddhant? Moksha Hi Chahiye. I require liberation alone. He. So book says, the Shastra says, it is He Siddhant. I require liberation alone, nothing else. Like the princess. She wanted only liberation. Nachiketa wanted only liberation. Gurudev wanted only Brahma Gyan. That is Mumuchyatam. Then Guruji writes, there are four types of liberation. Very dull, ati manda. If I get liberated well and good, it will never happen. Punarapi jananam, punarapi marnam. Continuous, chalte jao. Second is dull. I must seek liberation or truth after I retire. This knowledge can be given at any age. Nachiketa got it at age of 8. Prahlad was small boy. Naradji got this at the age of 5. At any age you can get it. But we all say, अभी टाइम नहीं हुआ है. दैट रिमाइंड्स मी ऑफ आवर गुरुजी ज्ञान यज्ञ इन कलकत्ता. सो वी यूज्ड टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट पैम्फलेट्स इन लेक एरिया. ऑल द पीपल कम फॉर द मॉर्निंग वॉक. वन थिंग इज सीन इन ह्यूमन दैट वॉट एवर इज फ्रीली अवेलेबल एवरीबॉडी टेक्स. In that area, in that lake area, the millionaires, they stay in that area. But when the paper, this newspaper is distributed which cost you 1 rupee or 1 rupee 50 paisa, they will stand in line to take that free paper. We were also distributing the pamphlet. One person took it, then he was walking, you know, when we distribute, the people are walking, and we give it, he's walking. He came back. Returned pamphlet. What happened? I'm not interested in Gita. It's not the time to study Gita now. 35, 40 year old person. He's saying that it's not the time. Return. This is general mentality of the public. Abhi time nahi hua. Kab hoga? After retirement. Why? When the world kicks you and sends you, you are no more fit for my company, then you say you are fit for the spiritual knowledge. This requires also intelligence. You have to understand. Already we are mandaha, sumandamati, mandabhagya. But still, we are not interested. Then middle, Guruji said, I must get liberated as soon as possible. The sooner is better. It is better than other two. But still the urge is not that mature one. And the strong one, he says, no, I want it just now. I want to find out a guru. I will go and serve him. I want this knowledge now. That is tibra. So this is now comes to the end of this. Etat sadhan chatushtayam. ततः तत्त्वविवेकस्य अधिकारिनो भवति. ततः देयर आफ्टर, नॉट बिफोर. After having all these four qualifications, then you became adhikari. Adhikari for what? Tattva viveka. How to do the inquiry? In every field, you will find that some qualification is needed. For inquiry into the truth, this qualification is needed. Result is assured. It will happen. If you are adhikari, you start inquiry, it will happen. Success guaranteed. How do you say success guaranteed? Success is guaranteed, you will get. Because it is praptasya prapti. Praptasya prapti, the Atman, you already have got. It's not the Guru is going to bring it from anywhere, or the Shastra is going to bring it from here, or the Ishwar is going to give you from somewhere else. I am pleased, here is Atman, take it. No. It is praptasya prapti. It's already with you. So success is guaranteed. In Brahma Sutra also, the first sutra of Brahma Sutra is Atha Brahma Jigyasa. Now we will inquire the truth. Atha means what? Thereafter. Thereafter means what? After you have got this sadhan, chatushtaya qualification, then you are fit for the Brahma Jigyasa. Atha to Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma Jigyasa will start only after that. Guruji gives a beautiful example about a person who wants to go for shooting. So for shooting, what you need? You need a gun. First you have to assemble the gun. Gun means there. When you keep it in the box, the barrel is separate, the butt is separate. You have to put it, fix it. Then you have to clean the barrel. If it is rusted, you have to clean. Otherwise the bullet will not come out smoothly. Then assemble it, go. Then you should have a concentration of mind. Aim, shoot. Similarly, this also requires the same thing. Like a shooting, you also have to prepare yourself for this journey. Journey toward self. And for that, what is needed? Vivek is needed first. Vairagya, second. Satsampanti, inner wealth. And mamuchyottam, that I want liberation. Then comes our inquiry into the truth. So in the Pratigya Vak, in the promissory statement, it was said, Sadhan Chatushtayam Kim, they will tell you about the Sadhan Chatushtay. Sadhan Chatushtay is over. Then how to do the inquiry, now it is being taken. This inquiry will take you to moksha. So three things were covered in the Pratigya Vak. Sadhan Chatushtayam Kim, that was already discussed. Now how to go into this into inquiry, that is being said now. This inquiry will take you to the Tattva. So next comes Tattva Viveka Kaha Atma Satyam Tadanyat Sarvam Mitteti. Tattva viveka kaha atma satyam tadanyat sarvam mithyeti. First it was said Brahma nityam and all other things are anitya. Now the same thing is told in a different way. Now it is said Brahma alone is satyam and all others are mithya. When we started, we just applied our common sense. We have to discriminate what is nitya and anitya. For that you don't need any qualification. You can easily discriminate between these two. But now we have started the inquiry. We are taking the help of Shastra now. At that time we took the help of common sense only. Now the Shastra is Praman. Shastra is Praman means Shastra is the means. So now it is said that Atma Satyam Tad Anyat Sarvam Mithyeti. Atma Satyam. What is Satyam? Sat means Sada Tishtati Kadapi Na Baditam Bhavati. Sada Tishtati. Sada means always it will remain. Kadapi Na Baditam Bhavati. Kadapi Na Baditam. It can never be falsified or negated. You can negate all things of the world, but Atman, which is always there, cannot be falsified or negated. Good. Then we have to learn another word also. What is Asat? There are only two words used here, Sat and Mithya. So to understand Mithya, we have to understand what is Asat also. What is Asat? Kadapi na jayate, kadapi na bhavati. Kadapi na jayate, it is never born. Kadapi na bhavati, it will never exist. Example, sky flower, son of a barren woman, these are all, or horns of a rabbit. It never existed in three period of time. So we call it Asat. The Sat means which remains in three period of time. Asat means which is not there in three period of times. There is something which is there only for one period of time. Sat means which remains in three period of time, past, present and future. Asat means which is not there in past, present and future. What about a thing which is present in a limited in time? We call it Mithya. So definition of Mithya is Jnanena yat baditam bhavati tan Mithya. One which can be falsified by knowledge is Mithya. Sat asat abhyam bhinnam mithya, which is not sat nor asat, is called mithya. So now tell me about this world. Can we call this world sat? Is it there in three period of time? Is this body is sat? No. Before birth, not there. After death, not there. Can I say this is Asat? It is not there in three period of time? No. It was not in past. Before birth it was not there. After death this body will not be there. But it is present at this point of time. So I can't say this is Asat also. Since the body is not Sat, nor it is Asat, then what should I call it? It is Mithya. False requires truth as substratum. Any false statement requires a true statement. If I say, do you know this book? Is this a book? If somebody says no, that means book is there. Now you are saying it's not there. Or you know the book, you say no, I don't know the book. The true statement, the book is there. So every false statement requires a true statement as substratum. But truth does not require false statement. Any false statement requires a true statement as the substratum, but the truth does not require false statement. And when's the knowledge of the simple example I will give you about the snake and rope. on the rope, snake is superimposed. Snake is mithya, snake is false. That false can be seen only when the rope is there. If the rope is not there, you will never see snake. But rope does not require snake for its existence. Does it require? No. Snake requires, snake which is mithya requires rope as substratum. But the rope does not require snake for its existence. But once you come to know the rope, snake disappears. So the knowledge of the rope will falsify or remove the superimposition. In the same way, the substratum of this whole world is Brahman, which is not at present known. And on that Brahman, the whole world is superimposed. At this point of time, we are seeing the superimposed world like snake, which is giving us sorrow. Once we come to know the substratum of the world, the Brahman, the whole world will be falsified and there will not be any fear and sorrow from the world. So the knowledge of self or the knowledge of Brahman will falsify the world. Mind the word falsify. It's not that once you become jnani, the whole world is not there. It's not like that. World will be there. Because it is experienced in one period of time. It was not in past. It will not be there in the future. But I have now falsified it. I know this is a superimposition. Like a snake on the rope. Sarvam, everything, whatever you see, is all false, is all appearance. It can be a direct experience or it can be parocha. Aksha, parocha. Aksha means you are seeing directly. I am seeing you directly now. This is Aksha. If somebody tells me, Mr. Bhatiyaji is coming and waiting there, it is Paroksha, somebody has come and told me. I am not seeing Bhatiyaji now, but somebody has come and told me, Bhatiyaji is waiting outside, it's Paroksha. Somebody has come and told me, Agra is there. I am not seeing Agra now. I am not seeing Delhi now. But somebody has told me about that. So whatever is direct perceived or indirectly perceived, all are false. All are superimpositions. But self can be experienced as a aparochanubhuti, aksa, direct. Para aksa is paroksha. Para aksa, somebody has seen and said, Bhatiyaji is waiting there. It is paroksha, para aksa. But the Atman can be experienced aparoksha. You don't need anything. No light is needed. Even this room is totally dark. You are not able to see the furniture of also this room. If I say, Lakshmiji, Lakshmiji, without the knowledge, without the light in the room, she will say, yes, I am here. So in which light she say? It is the light of Atman, self equals that light. She is saying, I am here. And that is self-effulgent. So self is not known by senses. Don't try to find out Atman or Brahman through five organs of perception. You will never be successful. By your aksha or by paroksha, by somebody else is also telling you, it will never happen. Aparoksha, you can experience it. That is possible. In dream, there is no light, but you see the whole dream world, in whose light you are seeing it. It is the light of Atman you are seeing. Now we will enter Atma Kaha in our next class. Pratyaksha and Paroksha. Aksha means direct. Aksha means eyes. Paraksha means other side. Other side means somebody said that Bhatia is waiting there. Somebody has seen him and came and told me he is waiting for you. So I have come to know Bhatia, about Bhatia ji, through somebody. That is Paraksha, not my Aksha. Indirect. So whether you are perceiving it directly or indirectly, Atman can be aparaksha. You don't need any aksha for that. One important announcement. We are celebrating Gurudev Jayanti. This is a special year for us. This is Gurudev's birth centenary. And whatever knowledge you are getting, it is because of Guru Shishya Parampara. Gurudev got it from Tapovan Maharaj. And after that, he went around the whole world and distributed. It is his tapas. We all are sitting here. And we are getting this knowledge because he established again the Guru Shishya Parampara. We are getting that knowledge. So we will be doing the Paduka Puja, that is our tribute to our Gurudev. Why do we Paduka Puja? Paduka Puja, we wear the Paduka in feet, but Guru Paduka, we keep it on head. Why? Because he also wants us to stand on the same platform as he is standing or he was standing. He also wants that we all should get liberated. We should also come to the same level as the Atman or the Brahman. Really speaking, that Paduka Puja is the Puja of Brahman himself. So we will be doing that Paduka Puja. And it is our duty that we must give tribute to our Gurudev. Being the special year this year, so we are going to do the Samuhik Paduka Puja. So there are two types of sponsorship. There is a Mukhya Jajman for $251 and general sponsorship is $51. So I will request all of you to enroll, to register for this Paduka Puja. Hare Krishna.